This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, you're listening to Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Aspen Avionics has been bucking the economic trends. Aspen grew by more than 35% over the 12 months leading into last year's Aircraft Electronics Association convention, and this year has continued to expand its product lines and strengthen partnerships. That's evident in several announcements the company made at AEA's 2011 convention underway now. Today, we're speaking with Aspen Avionics CEO John Uzakai to hear more about the company's direction and its latest projects. John, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Glenn.
Now, what's the current philosophy driving Aspen?
Well, as we started from the very beginning, Aspen Avionics was founded on the premise that we would bring affordable avionics that were flexible and able to grow with the airplane in the retrofit market space. And what we've done from the beginning is introduce the Evolution platform. And that platform provided a basic building block for us to add functions and partner with individual companies to bring new functionality that was previously really only provided at the higher end of the aircraft down into the retrofits all the way down to the low end. And we continue to do that with our recent announcements.
So this year you've expanded the integration capabilities for some products. You've expanded the functionality of others. You're working with Avidyne on autopilots. You're working with Honeywell on a new touchscreen. That sounds very interesting. What are some of the highlights and details that you'd most like to share with the pilots and operators listening right now?
Well, probably the biggest thing, Glenn, is that right out of the blocks, as I mentioned, we've been trying to provide functionality at an affordable price. And what we're doing now is now that we've got our platforms in and we're able to expand the interfaces and the expansion of the functions that are there, we continue to add new parts to our products. And these two announcements, or these several announcements, most notably the Avidyne autopilot, now opens up or provides now advanced autopilot features into aircraft that really have never seen anything like that. As you know, the Avidyne DFC-90 autopilot has provided a lot of envelope protection and other things that are really only found in high-end aircraft. And now that's going to be available to an individual that may have an older 172, an older Bonanza, and having that capability will be a big deal. The real big deal about that is integrating it into the displays and being able to use the Avidyne autopilot functionality. So that's a very big deal from a safety standpoint, from an operational standpoint, especially for these old aircraft that may have autopilots maybe 20, 30 years old. So that's a big step forward, we think, for our operators and users. The second one with the agreement that we have with Honeywell to develop the KSN project, that is an absolute extension, again, of our partnership. We provide the display systems. We find that in many cases, almost every Aspen that goes in, there's an upgrade to a GPS, either to a WAS or putting a new GPS in there to provide additional capabilities. We have unique capabilities with our GPS steering function that really integrates the GPS function and the autopilot together to provide, LPV approaches and things of that nature. It was a natural thing for us to find a partner to provide GPS capabilities. Honeywell was a natural partner for us because we had already started to work with them on autopilot interfaces through our EA100 product and things of that nature. So these two announcements are very consistent with where we're going, but they're unique in their approach in that it really adds a step function capability to our systems. We continue to add the system, the functions to us that are not of this nature, but these two are really a big deal because the safety factor, the usability factor, the integration factor, and I think our operators and our future operators, our future customers, will find that they will have a plethora of more options available to them to improve the safety of the aircraft and improve the utility of the aircraft.
Can you give us some more specifics about the KSN 770? What functionality will be available in the general aviation cockpit?
Yeah, the KSN 770 is a very unique platform for us. It provides touchscreen capability. It provides flight planning capability. It provides radio tuning capability. And integrating those into the Evolution flight display functionality will now allow a pilot to be able to operate more efficiently in high-stress environments. So So now he's got an ability to use both touchscreen and knobs to enter flight plans and modify flight plans, enter procedures, tune his radios, get nearest airport information, display weather, display terrain. The KSN itself will have capabilities to interface with ground prox warning systems, weather radars. And so it really adds the options to a user that he may not have had in the past. The other cool thing about it is that he doesn't have to purchase everything all at once. Very similar to our structure and our ability to add functions and add tubes to our system, we'll allow that system to be flexible and to grow with them as well.
I guess that speaks to what Honeywell was calling future-proofing of the system. Is that what you're talking about there?
Yes, actually, that is a good way to call it. Any avionics that you introduce needs to have the ability to grow with the community of users for many years to come. So you really have to think ahead of what the expectations are. This would include ADS-B. This would include any of the next gen capabilities. And so can be somewhat of a crystal ball. But I think Honeywell has done a fabulous job in building a platform that allows for that growth.
Well, speaking of the crystal ball, can you give us an idea on when these products will be available and about what price point people will be looking at?
On the autopilot interfaces, they'll be available in the fourth quarter this year. We'll be targeting STCs by the end of the year. The KSN product will also be available at the end of the year. And as we develop, and we'll be looking forward to Oshkosh, where we'll be have the product on display there and being able to actually demonstrate it. As far as pricing goes, you know, we're holding our hat a little bit tight here on pricing for the KSN 770. Honeywell and us have made the decision to, with the introduction of the touchscreen technology, to gauge the market a bit. But you'll be hearing about pricing very soon.
Let's step beyond this and go to long-term strategy. Where do you see the company's role in the market over the next few years and beyond that into the future?
Well, fundamentally, Aspen is a retrofit avionics company really geared towards the Class 1, Class 2, and Class 3 market. And what you're going to see with Aspen is the continual adding of functionality and features, partnering with many different vendors to provide options, affordable options to our customer base. And as you see that, we'll grow. We continue to grow as a result of that because the demand is quite high. Given the economic conditions and the desire of people to hold on to aircraft longer, what you find is that these aircraft owners now have a path to make their aircraft, I won't say like new, but capabilities of newer aircraft. And we're going to play a key leadership role in that because that is basically who we are.
We've been speaking with Aspen Avionics CEO John Uzikai. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.